Hi, this is Sylvia Burgos Toffness. I hope you enjoy this Deep Roots Radio interview about the March 13th and 14th Hungry Turtle Weekend in Amory, Wisconsin. There's still time to sign up. Enjoy. You know, pretty soon the robins will be popping around.
I've noticed already there's a few voices added to the symphony in the mornings now.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And I was talking to a friend yesterday, and he says, we're out in the woods. We're tapping trees.
I was just going to say, you like it to get down below freezing, which we're going to do for the next week or so, and then get up in the 30s and 40s during the day. It gets the sap running.
And, you know, some of these things, you know, when do birds come back? How do I start seeds? Not too early or not too late. Mm-hmm. How do I start them? Do I start them in soil? Do I start them in vermiculite? Do I start them in perlite? I mean, there's all mm-hmm. kinds of questions. And how do you make maple syrup?
Yeah.
These are questions that certainly lots of us have if you've mm-hmm. never done it yourself. And it's all about kind of anticipating spring and what's coming. And it points to a weekend of events coming up next week. A Hungry Turtle Weekend.
Oh, boy.
Filled with music and food sampling, a cook-off, and learning about some of these things. And we have on the line with us this morning, we are so fortunate to have on the line, Brett Laidlaw, who not only is the acting executive director of the Hungry Turtle Institute, that's the organization that's putting on this terrific weekend, mm-hmm. but he's also a very active blogger, a food forager, and the author of a book based on his experiences as a forager and a really creative cook called Trout Caviar.
Oh, boy.
And so, Brett, thank you for being with us this morning.
Hi, Sylvia. Good morning. It's a great pleasure to be with you this morning.
You know, Brett, you're the acting director of the institute, the organization that's putting this on. Can you tell us a little bit about the institute and how this weekend fits in?
About the institute, yeah. Well, we're the Hungry Turtle Institute is one of the three parts of the Amory Food Hub, which is housed in the gorgeously renovated Fay Building right on Keller Avenue, the main drag in Amory. There's the Hungry Turtle Farmers Cooperative, which you're a part, mm-hmm. right? And you know, I think a board member as well. So as you know, but your listeners might not, it's a cooperative of farmers from small local farms who've gotten together to share warehouse space and a truck to help get their products to market in a more affordable way, and just to come together in common cause around small farms and local food. Then there's the Farm Table Restaurant, which is also devoted to using all those great local seasonal products in their cooking, real from-scratch cooking, down-home comfort food, but, I don't know, sophisticated comfort food, I'd say, and surprisingly affordable.
It's a marvelous menu that really features the local product from, I don't know, I would guess a radius. The farms are within about 15 miles, I think, mm-hmm. of the restaurant.
Yeah. It is a unique restaurant in our area for sure, with its devotion to sourcing as many of their ingredients as they can from local farms. So you got the co-op, you got the restaurant, and then we are the rather grandly named Hungry Turtle Institute. We have a space on the north side of the building where there's a big, open, airy, light-filled gallery that houses exhibits that center around local farms and local food and our mission of, let me get this right, my little elevator speech as executive interim director, growing a culture that values small farms, great food, and a vibrant ecology. So we put on events. Mainly that's our job now is to put on classes and seminars, cooking demonstrations, showing what to do in a practical sense with local vegetables, meats, cheeses, what have you. And that's how we come to host this Hungry Turtle Weekend, the anticipating spring weekend that you so aptly introduced.
So this is like the third weekend that the Institute has put on. There was one in November, one in January, I believe, and then this one in March. So what are the classes that are lined up?
Well, it starts on Friday evening with a book signing in the Hungry Turtle Gallery with Paula Westmoreland and Lansing Shepherd, who are the authors of a book called, I'm going to get it right here, This Perennial Land, Third Crops, Blue Earth, and the Road to a Restorative Agriculture. They are deeply involved and esteemed in the world of regenerative agriculture and permaculture.
Mm.
So that's the focus of that book. They'll be on hand to sign in the gallery, and then there will be music provided by a local musician, Amy Johnson, on Friday. And then Saturday is the big full day of classes and cooking demos. It starts at 9 o'clock with a seed-starting demonstration by Chris Canton of the Prairie Farm area. Chris is also really involved in that Hay River Transition group that I mentioned earlier.
Mm.
She'll take you through the whole process of where to find seeds, like, you know, her favorite seed catalog, seed companies, when to start, which seeds, how to deal with seeds large and small, and keep them nurtured and thriving until, you know, finally the ground is warm enough to stick them in the soil. That runs from 9 to about 10:20 or so. And I want to say that the morning session particularly is really, it has a nice educational and family-friendly emphasis to it. So families, kids, very much welcome. And the morning session is open and free of charge, but we'd like people to register for it so we have an idea of how many folks to prepare for. And you can do that on our website. I'll mention it here. And then again, it is www.hungryturtle.net. So hungryturtle.net is where to go to see the whole schedule and register. Following Chris's seed starting demonstration, we're going to be talking birds with Matt Berg and Brian Collins, who are local biology teachers, both of them, and scientists, biologists, and bird enthusiasts. They've done a lot of surveys of bird life in our area, you know, just identifying what's here and how many there are to get, you know, a baseline idea and see how that changes over time. And they're going to be talking about, just, you know, what birds we can expect to see now and as the migrations begin. And they'll be kind of examining that amazing, those amazing journeys that we sort of take for granted, that these birds that travel hundreds or thousands of miles, even going south in the fall and then coming back in the springtime.
And so then that takes care of the morning. What happens in the afternoon?
Well, Sylvia, the afternoon is all about March Maple Madness. it could get a little chaotic. We're doing this cook-off thing to end the day, which we've never done before. But, you know, as you mentioned, the temperatures, the weather this week looks perfect to get the maple sap flowing. Those above freezing days and the below freezing nights really get the sap going. And so the afternoon session starts off with a talk. I'm calling it Tree to Table with Teresa Maroney, all about her. She's a really well-known and established author from Minneapolis who worked a lot in wild foods, cookbooks, identification guides. And we're focusing at this weekend event on her book Modern Maple, which came out from the Minnesota Historical Society Press a couple of years ago. I describe her approach as liberating the syrup bottle from the breakfast table. If you only think about maple syrup as something to pour on your pancakes or French toast, this is a really eye-opening book. She takes maple syrup all over the culinary map, from salad dressings to marinades. She's got a pizza that involves maple syrup somehow in there.
Really?
she's going to start with a little demo about how you actually tap a maple tree, the basic equipment, And you know, it's simple enough that if you've got a maple tree of sufficient size in your yard, there's no reason that you can't get at least a few gallons of sap and
really?
Make maple syrup in your home kitchen. Yeah,
I had no idea.
Want to open the windows.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things that kind of seems complicated from the outside, but it's pretty simple once you have someone like Teresa show you the basics. And she showed me how to tap maple trees. I actually learned how to do it from her. I've been doing it on our property here out in the Ridgeland area for several years now, but I learned how to do it in Teresa's front yard with her giant silver maple trees that she taps most years.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You know, that's so interesting because I thought you had to have a full grove of sugar maples in order to make this even worth your while.
Huh. No, you know, if you want to just do it kind of on a hobby level and just see what it's about, one tree will provide, in a good year, will provide a lot of gallons of sap.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it is a totally doable thing for anybody with access to a maple tree. I think Teresa says in her book, and she's written other articles about tapping trees, and she's done seminars like at the state parks in Minnesota showing kids and others how to do it. I think you want a tree that's at least 10 inches in diameter.
Okay.
So that's not that huge, but, you know, if you just planted a little maple last year, leave it alone. If you've got a sufficiently large one, you can do it in your own yard. And you don't even need specialized equipment. Really, you know, I'm kind of giving away her spiel maybe, but you need a drill.
Yeah.
And you can tap it with something as simple as just a little piece of PVC tube.
This is so terrific in that the class is next week. It's going to be prime maple sap running, I guess, temperatures. And you can take what you learn in her class, because she'll demonstrate these things, and take it right home.
Yes, absolutely.
And try it right away. You know, right now, Brett, as you said that, I'm thinking, I wonder how many trees I've got on my property that I could try this with.
Yeah, Sylvia, just start with one and see how it goes.
That's right. I'll start with one, yes.
I will say, if you don't have really the kind of the pro equipment for it, it is the tapping is easy. The gathering of the sap is easy. The boiling down is where it gets into a lot of firewood and time if you're trying to make any quantity of syrup. But, you know, I would just encourage people to come to the Hungry Turtle Weekend, see how, you know, Teresa describes doing it in more detail. And then once you get a taste of some of her delectable recipes, you're going to want to do it and get that much more satisfaction from making some of those things with your own homemade maple syrup.
Oh, my gosh. This really is really putting a little bit of us of a... It sparked my imagination here.
Now, are we actually going to boil down some sap on that Saturday, or?
I think we're going to try and do that, Dave.
Okay.
I think we'll be able to get, you know, with the conditions, the forecast for the week ahead,
right.
I think we'll be able to get some sap. We're going to hope that we can let people taste just the raw sap straight out of the tree,
oh, sure.
Which has just a little bit of sweetness to it. And then, yeah, I think we'll try to get a pot on the burner and cook down some sap into syrup during Teresa's talk and demonstration. We're going to have her book on hand, too, if folks want to purchase that. Mm-hmm. And she, of course, would, I'm sure, be more than happy to sign those.
And then from there, we go into what you've so aptly described as the Hungry Turtle Weekend's first cook-off.
Oh, boy.
How's that going to go, Brett?
We were going to talk about that, weren't we, Sylvia?
Yes. Yes.
I should point out that Sylvia is also on the board of the Hungry Turtle Institute and is going to be our MC for the event. Glamorous radio host Sylvia is going to MC the event with color commentary by Maple Maven Teresa Maroney. We're still kind of lining up the victims, participants, for the cook-off.
Now, this cook-off is something that we'll be able to have people watch as it goes through the paces. So,
right.
So if nothing else...
There's going to be lots of things to taste, too. I want to make a key point of that. There will be lots of maple leaf sampling through the afternoon.
So if nothing else, I'll tell you can come and cheer on the cooks, which will be a lot of fun. I think sampling the stuff. You can kind of watch me try to do Alton Brown's thing of Iron Chef, and it should be just so much fun. I know I'm just really sparked to listen to Teresa Maroney describe how to do this.
I'm eager to hear her talk about her culinary odyssey through the world of maple syrup and all the different uses she found for it. She herself is going to be preparing a couple of kind of snacky things from her book. She's going to make near beer nuts.
Mm.
It's a maple play on the traditional beer nuts that everyone knows about. And then she's going to make maple caramel corn with chocolate drizzle.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's too bad.
How could that be bad?
Holy cow, that sounds so terrific. You know, Brett, if we could take a moment here, we'll get back to the Hungry Turtle Weekend that's coming up March 13th and 14th right here in Amory, Wisconsin, at the Amory Food Hub, which is, as you said, Brett, earlier, a beautiful renovated building that not only houses the new 70-seat farm-table restaurant, but also an exhibit gallery and a commercial kitchen. Now, is that where most of the maple, is that where the cook-off is going to take place?
Well, yeah, that space with the commercial kitchen is kind of has two parts. In the back is all the kind of heavy-duty ranges, kettles, and all the stuff that food entrepreneurs, we hope, will soon be using to get their products produced and then out to market. And in the front is kind of a classroom space. There's a big counter that, you know, our presenters, the participants in the cook-off will work at, and there's seating in front of that area. So the commercial kitchen per se, some of the equipment for that is visible from the classroom area. But as I say, we'll be working on the counter mostly,
where
people can see what's going on.
As you're listening to this and you're wondering, gee, what should I do next weekend? Understand that you'll enjoy the drive as well as arriving at your destination, where you're not only going to meet with a lot of other people who are just determined to have a really good time, but really get some useful information that you can take home and use immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is really, really practical stuff.
Yeah, we'll have recipes to hand out for the things that are prepared at Teresa's demo and at the cook-off as well. And once again, it's hungryturtle.net is the website to go and find out more and also to register. The morning session, as I said, is free, but we would like you folks to register for that so we have an idea of how many people might be coming in the door. There's a fee for the afternoon session, which is $15, which I think is pretty modest given that, you know, a full afternoon of entertainment and lots of maple-y things to taste. But a special for WPCA listeners, when you go on to register, you go to our site and take a link to the Eventbrite event management site, and there'll be a place to enter a promotional code or a discount code. If folks enter, if you hit that button and the box pops up, and into that box you type 110 Maple, 110 Maple, that'll take $3 off the $15 registration fee. So,
wow, that's very generous.
$12. So once again, 110 Maple is the discount code for the afternoon session. Kids 12 and under are free also.
And if people get hungry in between these wonderful classes, the Farm Table Restaurant will be open and serving meals. And that's something that, man, you don't want to miss.
Indeed, yeah.
Well, Brett, before we sign off here, can you give us the address, the web address again, so that people can find out more, kind of read things for themselves and register?
Right, www.hungryturtle.net. And the food hub itself is at 110 Keller Avenue, right in the heart of downtown Amory. You cannot miss it.
Visit my website, bronxtobarn.com, to download this and past interviews, to learn about my farm, and to reserve 100% grass-fed beef. We deliver to Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota. Thanks.